makers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a
from Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest star today is the famous singing cowboy of the Western screen, Tex Ritter. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, cowboy's life is an occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Though a page of life has turned and a lesson I have learned, in the Oklahoma hills I still belong.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, rode my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is an occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Now as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. And the oak and blackjack breeze is the playful prairie breeze in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, rode my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is an occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
In the early days of the West, before the law was firmly entrenched on the frontier, the Texas Rangers made law enforcement history by their fearless policing of the borderland, just as the bakers of Weber's Bread have been making baking history today by the fine, consistent quality of the bread they bake. Weber's Bread is really good bread. It's well mixed and well baked. It has a firm, even texture and a distinctive flavor that make it an enjoyable, substantial part of every meal. If you're not already a Weber's Bread fan, buy a loaf next time you go shopping and try it. You'll find that your entire family will enjoy Weber's Bread. Look for it in the blue gingham wrapper. To add to the popularity of the simple Western heart ballad, the Riders of the Purple Sage turn to another of those songs for which they are so famous. We know you will be pleasured with their rendition of an all-time great favorite, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou, cross my heart, I love you. Every bell in the steeple is ready to ring, and all the people are planning pretty presents all for you. Mary Lou, won't you give your promise through? Why, 4 miles around their way to start their celebration, when you say I do, Mary Lou.
Celebrating when you say I do.
When Tex Ritter comes to visit with you listeners of the All-Star Western Theater, it means a Western good time for everybody. So get set for the best in the West as we welcome a return visit from America's hard-riding, straight-shooting, singing cowboy of the Western screen and one of the top phonograph recording artists of all time, Tex Ritter. Our guest star is heard in a story of the West written especially for him entitled The Streets of Laredo. Supported by the writers of the Purple Sage as themselves, Harry Lang as Quit Morales, and Eddie Fields as Blackie Breeding. Tex Ritter is starred as Tex Nation, Texas Ranger. Back in the early days when the West was striving for recognition and achievement, the Lone Star State received more than its share of unwanted fame from plundering bad men. Then came the Texas Rangers, a band of lawmen whose daring and bravery were feared by all men whose paths led them outside the law. This is a story of one Texas Ranger, Tex Nation, who contributed more than his share to the state of Texas for the part it played in the winning of the West.
Lifting a low,
boys, I reckon this is the town they call Laredo.
Yeah, and I'll bet my bottom dollar we don't last more than 24 hours here.
Oh, Dean, you're always grasping.
Well, why shouldn't I grasp? We had everything going our way in Benson City, but you two guys can't stand peace and contentment.
Well, Dean, from the looks of this town, you're going to get all the peace and contentment you want.
Oh, you just ain't a kidding. This place looks dead from the bottom up.
Dead from the bottom up, yeah, and if we don't hunt for cover, we'll be in the same condition.
Here, turn up this alley.
Yeah, now, what do you reckon happened here?
Well, them wasn't firecrackers.
Let's leave our horses here and go around and see what's taking place.
Yeah. Well, I ain't that curious myself.
Then you stay here. Come on, Floyd.
Yeah, right with you, boy.
Just a minute. Wait for me.
Hey, here comes some fella. Maybe he knows what's going on.
Say, friend, what was all the shooting about?
Oh, just a couple of fellas got killed.
Oh, so that was all. Much obliged to you.
Sure.
Well, you know, for a minute, I thought it might have been something serious.
Yeah, well, maybe you guys didn't understand. He said that two men were just killed.
Well, we're still alive, so what you kicking about?
Yeah,
nothing. I just got a hunch we better get out of this town of Laredo if everybody looks at killing like that fella just passed.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Right now, I'm going over to the hardware and harness store and see if I can get a new bit for my horse. You want to go along?
Well, I'll go with you.
Yeah, you two run along. I'm going down here to this saloon. Get me a drink of water.
Huh? See you there.
Here's your wife, stranger. One glass of water.
Yeah, much obliged.
Do you really like the water to drink?
Yeah, just formed a habit of drinking the stuff, and I just can't seem to break it.
In Laredo, only children and horses drink the water.
Yeah? Well, from what I can gather, this must be a bad town.
Oh, it's a very dull place, senor. Nothing ever happens in Laredo. Oh, maybe 4 to 5 killings a day. But that is all.
Yeah, ain't you got no law to stop that sort of thing?
See, we have a sheriff, but he's afraid of everybody.
That's too bad.
But I have it very confidential that two detective rangers come to Laredo to do what you call clean up the town.
You just better hope they send Tex Station down to engineer the job.
See, everybody fear him. He's the most brave of all the Texas rangers. You know him?
Do I know him? Why, Sammy and Tex Nation are just like that.
Madre mia. Excuse me just one moment. Something for you, sir?
No, just looking around, thank you.
You really know Tex Nation personality?
Well, I reckon I do. I saved his life once.
No.
Why, sure did. And I reckon if it hadn't been for my fast draw, he'd be a pushing daisies about now.
How'd you do it?
Well, it was down in Del Rio about 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Ranger headquarters sent Tex down to clean the town up.
Clean the town up?
Well, he was doing all right till one night about 20 of the toughest men in Del Rio cornered him in Harry Lang's saloon, bent on a killing him.
Didn't they kill him?
Well, they would have if I hadn't have been there, boy.
Mind if I listen in on this story, friend? It sounds right interesting.
Well, no, it's all right. Step right up and bend an ear. Well, There Tex was with killers all around him. And about that time, I walked in the door just in time to hear Tex say, "Boys, you got me, but I'll go down slinging lead," he says. Well, he reached for his guns and I started firing. I saw two men draw on him, ready to shoot him in the back. Quick like a flash, I drew my guns and I let them have it. Then I covered Tex and both of us cleaned them out, and we came.
He's amazing.
All right, good of you, stranger. Said he was mighty glad you came along.
Well, yes, I reckon he was. You know, after the smoke cleared, he comes up to me and puts his arms around me and says, "Louis," says, "you saved my life with your fast gunplay." And ever since that day, whenever I see old technician, he calls me Speedy Floyd.
Okay, Floyd. Yeah. Let's go and find a place to put up for the night.
Hiya, boy. Just talking to a couple fellas here. Boys, these are my buddies, Ford Willing and Jimmy Dean.
Hiya, fellas. Good to know you.
I'm glad to know you. My name is Quit.
Quit? Where'd you ever get a name like that?
Well, when I was first born, my papa come into the room, looked at me, and then says to my mama, "Maria, let's call it Quit."
Are you a stranger hereabouts?
That's right.
Well, my name's Floyd.
Glad to know you, Speedy.
Hmm?
My name's Nation, Tex Nation.
Oh, glad to know you, Tex. This is, who did you...
All right, Speedy, I won't tell on you.
Say, you're the Texas Ranger.
Yeah, we've heard plenty about you.
I'm much obliged. Just rode into town.
You are one of the Texas Rangers where they've come to clean up Laredo?
Well, I reckon that's the way it goes.
Oh, this be bad news for the bad men.
Well, we'll know more about that later, Quit.
Well, it looks like we got here just in time to see some action. Say, where are your other men?
Well, I guess I'm all there is.
You mean Ranger's headquarters sent just one man here to clean out this town?
It's just one town, ain't it?
Oh, well, there's no answer for that. At any rate, Tex, we're going to be in town for a while, and if we can be of any help to you, just let us know.
Thank you, boys.
Right now, we've got to be moving along and find a place to sleep. See you later.
Adios. Oh, by the way, Speedy, if I find myself cornered by a gang of local bad men, I'm going to be expecting you.
Yeah. All right,
Tex. Yeah. Senor Speedy is a very brave man, no?
Senor Speedy is a brave man, yes. By the way, El Senor Quit.
Yes.
Where do I find your local sheriff?
Oh, the sheriff's office is just across the street, senor.
How much obliged. See you later, Quit.
But I'm telling you, Ranger, too much for one man. Even if you are the great Tex Nation.
How great I am has nothing to do with the sheriff. There's been too much killing and thieving going on hereabouts, and the head man in Austin says it's got to stop. That's what I'm here for. Now, do I get your help or don't I?
Oh, sure, Tex. I'll give you all the information I can.
All right. Who's the ringleader around here?
A man by the name of Blackie Breeding. He's run this town to suit himself for a long time. It ain't going to be easy to change his ways. Why, he's got a dozen gunmen ready to kill the first man that even looks like he wants to establish law and order. Why, women and children don't dare to walk the streets.
Where is Breeding's place?
In the rear of the Black Cat Saloon. But I wouldn't go calling on him, Ranger. You'd better figure some other way.
Where's the Black Cat Saloon?
Down the street, about two blocks, but I'm telling you not.
Much obliged.
Tell him to pay up or else.
Come in. Your name, Breeden?
That's right, stranger. Blackie Breeden. What can I do for you?
Plenty. My name's Nation. Tex Nation. Ranger.
Easy, boys.
Yeah, take it easy, boys.
Yeah, what do you want, Ranger?
I was sent from headquarters in Austin to carry out orders for the welfare of this community. And from what I learned, you're the man I should notify of my plans.
You come to the right man, Ranger. And now I'm going to give you some mighty good advice.
I'm listening.
Get on your horse and ride back to Austin. Tell your head mogul that I can run this town without any help. Right, boys?
All right. Now it's my turn to pass out a little advice.
I reckon it's all right if you like to show off a little authority. Right, boys?
Then put this down in your book. Beginning tomorrow morning, it's going to be against the law for a man to carry a gun in Laredo. And that goes for everybody, including me.
Now,
ain't that nice? And who's going to enforce this gun-toting law?
I am.
And what happens if somebody's caught carrying a gun?
They'll be asked to surrender, Sam.
Oh, they will. And if they don't?
Then they'd better start drawing and mean business.
All right, Ranger. We've been play-acting long enough. Now get this straight. Nobody's going to come into this town with them kind of orders. And there ain't no man or no dozen men that'll carry them out even if they want it.
We'll see about that beginning tomorrow morning. I'm posting signs on the streets of Laredo this evening, signed by the governor of the state of Texas. Be sure you read one of them, because it was printed special for you and your gang.
Who is it?
It's me, Tex. Chloe.
Who?
Speedy.
Oh, well, come right in, Speedy. This time of night, I'm kind of careful who knocks on my door. How you doing?
Well, fine, Tex. Boy and Dean are on their way over to visit with you. I thought I'd run over first. You see, there's something I want you to do for me.
Sure, Speedy. Anything. Reckon I owe you something for saving my life that time.
I wonder if you would just, just forget that yarn you caught me telling about today.
Sure, Speedy, sure. I've forgotten all about it.
Yes, much obliged. Now, if you don't mind, don't call me Speedy, will you, Tex?
Hiya, Tex. Can we come in?
Oh, sure. Come in, boys. Glad to have you.
We're just wondering, Tex. This is a pretty tough town, and you've got the reputation of being a mighty tough man. So
you're wondering what's going to happen when the fireworks come in?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, boys, in this business, anything can happen. You got to expect that when you become a ranger.
Well, how are you going about cleaning up Laredo?
When men carry guns and use them against their fellow man without having to pay for the crime, then that's bad. So I've got the authority to order everybody in town to lay their guns down.
But how are you going to enforce such a law?
With my own gun, as long as I last.
If you need any help, Tex, we'll be glad to pitch in with you.
That's mighty nice of you, boys. But it's my job to do, and I have to go it alone. But just in case you're interested in fireworks, you might be on hand in the morning, because I got a hunch I'm in for plenty of action.
Quiet, please. Quiet. Let me have your attention for just a minute, please.
You men have all read the signs posted about town, and I want to thank you for the cooperation you're showing. Those of you who've deposited your guns with me have a receipt form. When you go home, you may take your guns with you. I'm going to ask that you not wear them publicly until the proper law and order has been established in Laredo.
That's a good law, Ranger. I'm for you 100%.
Yes, sir. What about Blackie Brady's gang?
Well, they will be called on to surrender their guns just as you men have.
And what if they don't?
That'll be somebody's hard luck.
I hope you can do it, Ranger.
I'm here to enforce the law, friend.
What's going on here?
Do you read those signs?
Yeah, but that don't apply to me. I work for Blackie Breeden. I got orders to wear my gun.
Well, now you've got orders to take it off. Lay your gun on this counter, and I'll give you a receipt for it.
Why don't you take it away from me, Ranger?
I'd be glad to.
You won't get by with this. I'm telling you right now.
Suppose you run and tell Breeden I'm coming for his gun next.
We're all for you, man.
Well, how's business, Tex?
Hi, boys. Things are going fine. Everybody's being right nice about turning in their guns. Except that fella going there.
What'd he do?
Well, I got his gun.
I just read one of your signs, Ranger. Here's my gun.
Thank you, friend. Pick it up on your way home this evening.
Sir, are you expecting everybody to voluntarily turn in their gun?
No, but I'm giving them all a chance today. So about sundown, I reckon I'll have to go get a few of them.
Say, Tex, I was just down to Blackie's saloon. No, I'm afraid you're in for a lot of trouble from that march down there.
Well, I figured as much, Jimmy, but I'm giving them the same opportunity to obey the law as anyone else. And by the way, this applies to you boys, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here's my gun.
Yeah, here's mine, too.
Thank you. How about yours, Chloe?
I left my gun in the room, Tex.
Oh, good for you.
Say, I heard Blackie tell all his men to stay close by. You know, if I was you, Tex, I'd be awful careful.
Yeah, it's about like that bunch of coyotes to huddle in one corner. You're right, Jim. They're going to be hard to handle. But we'll know more about that
come sundown.
Hiya, Cliff.
Senor Speedy.
When did you start tending bar at this saloon?
Only today. I got fired at the other saloon because I talked too much.
Now look, Cliff.
Hmm?
Something's about to take place around here. What is it?
See, something terrible is about to happen to Senor Tex.
Which one of these men is Blackie Breeden?
It's him over there by the door. Hmm. Senor Blackie expects the ranger to come calling for his gun.
Do me a favor, Cliff.
See?
Which of these men here belong to Blackie's gang? Huh?
There were three men there that stand by the post. The two by the piano, yeah. And the man at the end of the bar, mm-hmm. The two men with Senor Blackie, and the one of the men who's stationed just outside the door. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. You see, are they expecting the ranger to show up? Huh?
Yes, the ranger, he sent word. He will come to get the guns at the sundown.
Well, it's sundown, and here he comes.
Well, Blackie, I reckon you know why I'm here.
That's right, ranger. You come for our guns.
That's right.
Before we give them to you, wouldn't you like to get on your horse and ride out of town peaceful-like and just forget about cleaning up Laredo?
I came for your guns.
It'd be much easier to ride away than be carried away.
I came for your guns.
All right. You see how many of us are wearing guns. Whose gun do you take first?
I'll start with you, Blackie. Either hand it over or start drawing.
Don't reach for your gun, partner. You'll get it next.
Oh, how about it, Tex? You hurt?
Oh, I'm all right. Shoulder's grazed a little.
Man, oh, man, we cleaned him out, didn't we, huh?
Are you all right, Tex?
Yeah, I'm all right. Now listen, everybody. There'll be no more gun toting in this town until you're notified to the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Is that clear to everybody?
Well, what are you... Say, what are you doing with that gun in your hand, Floyd?
None of your cotton-picking business.
Well, Speedy, looks like you kind of pitched in with me. And from the looks of things, you did me a mighty good turn.
Oh, it wasn't much, Tex. I just didn't want to see you killed at all.
Well, you thought of that, I reckon. You're not supposed to be carrying a gun. I'll hand it over.
Nope. I'm going to carry this one.
Of what authority?
This.
What in the cat hair are you doing with the sheriff's badge?
I went over this morning and had myself deputized, that's what.
Well, Speedy, I reckon you got me there. And something else. Remember that story I caught you telling yesterday?
Now, Tex, you promised not to bring that up.
I'm not going to say another word, except from here on you can tell that just as often as you want to, and I'll always be in there to back it up.
I'll see there. Just about the time the ranger gets this town settled down to where a fella can live in it, you guys want to ride on.
Yeah, things are too quiet around Laredo now. Say, by the way, Floyd, what was that story Tex was talking about?
Yeah, and why did he call you Speedy?
No, it ain't none of your cotton-picking business. Come on, let's ride up. It's getting late, boys.
Drifting along, singing a
Texas. Episodes like the one we've heard today were the reason why the Texas Rangers were so respected by the lawless element. And so great was the reputation built by this careless body of men that the presence of even one ranger in a district was enough to send the desperados looking for cover. The name Texas Ranger in the old days meant resolute law enforcement, just as the name Weber's today means good bread. And Weber's bread is good. Its freshness, fine quality, and distinctive flavor add extra zest to the daily menu. As toast for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, or in-between snacks, and when served sliced with more elaborate meals, Weber's bread is enjoyed by thousands of Southern California families. So buy Weber's bread when you go shopping. Your entire family will like it. And now here is Foy Willing returning with Tex Redder.
Well, Well, Tex, I reckon there's no need to keep the folks waiting for a song that they're bound to be expecting.
That's done. You asked for it, so you can also name it.
Well, since our little story for today was called Streets of Laredo, I'd like to hear an old cowboy song I heard you sing in a Universal picture, Cowboy's Lament, known to some folks as the Streets of Laredo.
Fine, then wind up your bunkhouse symphony, put them in gear, and let's commence the beginning. As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in a white linen, wrapped up in white linen and a cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy, these words you did say as I boldly stepped by. Come sit down beside me, tell me sad stories, for I'm a young cowboy and I know I must die. Oh, beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, and play the dead march as you bear me along. Take me to Green Valley, throw the sod over me, for I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Was once in the saddle, I used to go a-dashing. Once in the saddle, I used to go gay. First got to drinking, then the card playing, got shot in the breast, and you see where I lay. We beat the drum slowly, played the fife lowly, and bitterly wept as we bore him along. For we all loved the comrade, so brave and so handsome. We all loved the comrade, although he'd done wrong.
Give your text, brother, and come back to see us every time you can. And here they are, folks, the Riders of the Purple Sage, singing the title song of their latest Republic all-color release, Oregon Men Sing.
Oregon!
Oregon!
Oregon! I'm on the way, I'm heading west, I'll never stop to rest. I'll make Oregon my home. Oregon, where the timber hits the sky. Oregon, there'll be room for you and I, where the mountain streams keep a tumbling the dawn, the morning dew. I'm on my way, I'm heading west, I'll never stop to rest till there's Oregon in view. The rolling hills of Oregon, the fields of golden grain, the plains I love to dwell upon, the sunshine and the rain. Oregon, once I'm there, I'll never roam. I'm on my way, I'm heading west, I'll never stop to rest. I'll make Oregon my home.
Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today has been the Western Screen's great star, Tex Ritter. My name is Cotton Seed Plus.
This program came to you from Columbia Square.
K.N.X. Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.
Came to you from Columbia Square.
K.N.X. Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.